legislative update with Senate Republican leader John Braun. So what's the latest from Olympia?
We just had the two initiatives from the people to the legislature certified by the Secretary of State in the last few days. I want to talk briefly about what happens next with those. First, what they are. The first initiative is one that basically puts the initiative from 2 years ago that advocated for parental rights in education back into law. This is something that was before the legislature a couple years ago. It was approved, I believe, almost unanimously, and then the Democratic majorities came back last year and modified it in ways that we think are wrong for the people of the state of Washington. And clearly the people of the state of Washington think they're wrong because they've put the same initiative back in front of us again. This is an initiative I agree with. Parents should be central to their children's education, and I will support if it comes before us. The second initiative is one that prohibits biological boys from competing in girls' sports. This is a straightforward initiative. It's about fairness, it's about safety in girls' sports, and one that is broadly supported across partisan lines across our state. And again, this is one I will support if it comes before us. The question is whether it comes before us. Unfortunately, we have the Democratic majority saying they are not even going to give these a hearing, let alone bring them forward for a vote. They're simply going to let them sit and go ultimately to the vote of the people next fall. I think that's wrongheaded. Our Constitution is very clear. In fact, I'll read briefly from it. In Article 2, Section 1, it says that once certified, it shall take precedence over all other measures in the legislature except appropriation bills. That's pretty clear to me that this should be a top priority. At the very least, should have a hearing. If you get 400,000 plus signatures from voters across the state, I think the legislature ought to take the time to give it a hearing and, in my view, ought to bring it before a vote. Unfortunately, the Democratic majority so far are unwilling to do that.
Legislative update with Senate Republican leader John Braun.